It's Billy Joel and the Uptown Girl. There could be major changes when it comes to the car that you're driving by 2022. Speed limiting technology looks set to become mandatory for all vehicles indeed sold in Europe from 2022. New rules were provisionally agreed by the EU. Campaigners for road safety welcoming the move, saying it would save thousands of lives. The EU ultimately trying to cut road deaths to zero by 2050. It's incredible the number of people across the UK who die each year, and across Europe it's staggering, absolutely staggering. You talk about when it's safe to travel and air travel and all of that. It is so safe to be in an aeroplane compared to being on the road. Thousands and thousands of people die on the roads every year. 25,000 people across the European Union died on the roads last year. 25,000 people. It's a scandal. It is an absolute scandal. And you know, these are people who are road users. So using the road is so much more dangerous than any form of air travel or any form of travel. So steps have to be taken, absolutely have to be taken. But do we, number one, run the risk of completely spoiling the joy of driving? And number two, might there be times when a slower car could actually be a hazard? And let me speak to Peter Mullarkey, who's from Road Safe NI. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Peter, you know, cars that are limited to the speed of maybe 70 miles an hour, do you think it's a good idea?
Well, I think, Frank, what they're talking about here is even more serious than that. They're talking about technology that would limit to a vehicle to the actual speed limit. And that, you know, my understanding of that is that it would mean within a 30 miles per hour limit, you wouldn't be able to exceed 30 miles per hour.
Yeah, but on the motorway, you couldn't exceed 70.
On the motorway, you couldn't exceed 70. And but look, as Road Safe NI Charity, we would welcome any new ideas or technology that enhances safety on the roads and reduces the number of injuries and deaths, but we're not convinced that fitting speed limiters to private motor vehicles will do that.
Where do you see the hazards?
Well, look, well, first of all, we see that there are other ways that sort of time and investment could be spent, and that many collisions aren't as a result of excessive speed. Many collisions are exceeding the speed limit. They're as a result of excessive speed for the conditions. You know, like driving too fast and congested roads, you know, with other road users around, weather conditions, or even physical features of the road. So people aren't necessarily exceeding the speed limit, but they're driving too fast for the actual conditions. So we just think maybe effort would be better spent on initiatives like, you know, reducing the speed limit to 20 miles per hour around schools and, you know, things like that. But even if you're passing a school, say a stationary school bus, at 30 miles an hour, it takes you 2/3 of a second to go from one end of the bus to the other, but it takes you 1.5 seconds to react and stop, but you're still within the speed limit. That technology is not necessarily going to say, you know, prevent those accidents.
So you would prefer to see significant money spent on education, on the changing of road systems, on making it more difficult to drive if the conditions don't suit being on the highway.
Well, absolutely, and you can't change the conditions of all roads, but you can educate drivers to the, you know, we were saying there that the speed limits are a limit; they're not a target. If you think that, you know, and even apart from if you change the physical features of a road, you still have things like weather. Your stopping distance is up to twice as much when it's wet. The grip of your tires is much less when it's wet. So it's better in education rather than, you know, technology.
Now, the safety measures approved by the European Commission, they include, I think, is it called advanced emergency braking and also lane keeping technology. So if you're in a lane and you're possibly going over the white line, this is the car is going to correct you. Is that right? Or does a beeping horn come on and a light start flashing? How would any of this work?
I think that technology is already in motor vehicles, you know, where they alert the driver to lane deviation. There's also technology which alerts the driver to the actual speed limit that they're driving on. So the technology actually reads the speed limit signs.
A bit like on a sat-nav.
A bit like on a sat-nav, only that the sat-nav does it by... it knows where you are and it thinks it knows what the speed limit is for that area, whereas the sign reading technology actually reads the sign and can transfer that then to the dashboard and can alert the driver by flashing or by a sound that you're exceeding the speed limit for that area.
Some people are concerned.
The sat-nav technology doesn't take into account temporary speed limits either. You know, for example, the roadworks and.
Yeah, it just says.
So in some cases, that technology would be better.
Okay. And people have concerns that if you can't put the boot down to get away from a problem, if you're, you know, if there's someone coming towards you, you've got to accelerate to get in before they hit you, that you'll not be able to do that.
Well, that is a concern. But let's say, first of all, Frank, that even exceeding the speed limit momentarily, I think in that case they're talking about overtaking. So even exceeding the speed limit momentarily is unsafe and illegal. But, for example, if you're getting close to the speed limit and you're on the offside of the road and the limiter activates and cuts in, and you're on the offside of the road with no time to slow down and get back into the left and you're at oncoming traffic, then there is a danger there.
There are so many dangers on the roads, and the EU are aiming towards eradicating road deaths. Not everyone's in support of the actual ideas that they'll be introducing. And some of you will be wondering, well, it's irrelevant to us because we're not going to be in the EU. Let me speak to Inspector Rosie Leach in the PSNI. Inspector Rosie Leach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you. Is it your understanding that this would be adopted in the UK if it was adopted elsewhere across Europe?
Well, I think given that if we want to trade with Europe and trade with, you know, other countries, we're going to have to manufacture our cars to the European standards. So I think that's what's behind it, that you know, we'll not be running a car line for Europe and a car line for domestic cars. So that's why we'll end up having these additional functionality the same as Europe.
And are you in favour with the police as someone who literally signs the letter if you're fined for speeding? That's your signature on the bottom of those letters. Are you in favour of these changes?
Thank you for reminding everyone of that, Frank. But I certainly am. You know, I am on first blush and looking at it, it seems as if it is a positive move. Now, my understanding is that the technology won't actually slow your vehicle down. All it will do is that it will create an alert, and the driver will then know that they are entering a speed limit and to look at their speed limit and adjust their speed accordingly.
But if you want to go over the speed limit, you won't be able to do it. That's my understanding of it.
Well, not from what I'm reading. What they're saying is that the Commission, this is, and I quote from the Daily Telegraph, the Commission wanted to make it compulsory that the car would automatically slow down to observe speed limits, but we have secured a compromise where the system merely has to alert the driver that he or she is speeding, said Daniel Dalton, the Tory MEP for the West Midlands.
Okay, Rosie, do stay with me because Peter's still on the line. Peter, that dilutes it quite a bit.
It does, Frank. As I said earlier, that technology is already on some vehicles, and if that were the case, you know, that technology is used to alert drivers, and I don't see any reason why we wouldn't support it.
Yeah, but is it your understanding that if you want to do 80 or 90 on the motorway, you'll still be able to do 80 or 90 on the motorway, or will the cars from 2022 on be designed in such a way that if you put your right foot down, the car will never go over 70 miles an hour?
Look,
that's not my understanding.
What's your understanding, John, Peter?
My initial, first of all, let me say that if you do 80 or 90 or anything above 70, then you could expect a letter from Rosie. But my understanding from the media reports this morning was that the technology would limit the vehicle's speed rather than just give an alert.
Yeah, that's what I learned from it as well, from just a briefing about it from the production team. But we've got an inspector from the PSNI here, and this sounds like as if it's not as draconian as some people may have thought, Inspector Leach.
Well, that's certainly how it seems. It seems as if there's maybe been a little bit of sensationalist reporting on it, and that, you know, there's a few Twitter feeds coming in to say, you know, that we're glad to see that there's been a bit of a clarification coming through on it. So from what I'm hearing, I think it's very positive. I think, you know, I've seen other comments along the line that, you know, a driver's right foot is the best speed limiter, but we know that's not the case. We know that, you know, we continue to catch tens of thousands of people every year for speeding. So obviously that right foot speed limiter isn't working. So maybe this might help complement.
Yeah, this is the important thing about the conversation, regardless of what they do in the end when 2022 comes. Trying to lower the number of road collisions and deaths and injuries on the roads, that is central to it in Northern Ireland and right across Europe. And that's a battle that we often feel that we're losing.
Well, I mean, we know very, very clearly when I look back over the last number of years, you know, we're, you know, 81 killed or seriously injured, you know, in a year, 93, 85. You know, these are people who, had they been driving a little bit slower or had the offending car been driving a little bit slower, they may well have, you know, walked away from that collision. We know that drink driving and careless driving are the major factors involved in serious collisions. But if you can take the speed out of that equation, it will lessen the severity of the crash and will lessen, you know, the potential injuries that people are suffering.
And in the meantime, you continue to catch people and you catch people today.
Absolutely, we will. Absolutely, we will.
Inspector Rosie Leach, thank you. Get your right foot a little eased back off that accelerator, because you never know, around the next corner you might be clocked for speeding, or worse, you might be involved in a collision caused by your speeding. Peter, what would your final word be to drivers at this present moment in time as a representative of RoadSafe NI?
Well, I think that if you hurt, seriously injure or kill somebody, then the police officer waiting around the corner to catch you for speeding is the least of your worries. You want to, I suppose, that the message is share the road and respect everybody, irrespective of the fines. You have a responsibility, and the fine will be paid and forgotten about, whereas the memory of a serious injury or killing somebody can last forever.
Absolutely. Inspector Rosie Leach and Peter Mullarkey from RoadSafe NI, thank you very much indeed. So your opinions on making the roads safer, they're always welcome here on this programme. 028 90 33 105 will get you through to the U105 phone-in. This is Frank Mitchell here until 12 noon. It is U105. It's the U105 phone-in, and Sam's got a point. That Sam, I'm not sure whether Sam's a lady or a gentleman, but let's check and see. Sam, good morning.
Hello, Frank. How are you? This is Emil.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Sam, what's on your mind?
Okay, Frank. Well, Frank, I think basically what everybody what travels every day in their motor vehicles or motorcycles or whatever way they're doing it, I think people in Northern Ireland should be given a bit more respect for the courtesy and all that they do on the roads to help traffic flow. I think we're quite a very courteous people, and we do our best, and we seem to be getting penalised all the time for all our mishaps. And also, Frank, the other point I was trying to make was the average speed, Frank, for example, right? I think should be a very good discussion, right? You come along the dual carriageways and you get 40, 50, then you get 60, then you get 70, and before you know it, you're back into all different speed limits. But the average speed limit is one that opens my eye as an IE. People have the impression what average speed means from one point of entry to point of leaving. You could do, for example, 100 mile an hour for X amount of seconds, then slow up, and then travel the rest of 30 mile an hour and come out the other end, and you've still done the average speed. But the actual fact is, the
not. Goodness, we're missing the best part of this. The actual fact is what?
You can't still exceed 70 miles per hour. The average speed is still 70, not 100, and then slow back up, and then break down, and then travel the rest of the journey at 30.
And you think that's a flaw in the average speed system, whereby you've the big yellow pole, you go past it, your car is clocked going past it, then further down the road, you go past another yellow pole, your car is clocked at that point, so you have the distance over the speed worked out as a calculation, and that's where they reckon whether or not you were breaking the speed limit. You feel that you could go in really fast and come out really slowly, and you'd be okay.
Absolutely right. But what I'm trying to say, Frank, is but the average speed is still 70 miles per hour. That's my point. So but what I'm trying to say is a lot of people have it in their mindset, oh, here we go, here's an average speed, so I can plank my Ferrari for the next 3 minutes and hit 110 or 120 and then break it up and come out the other side, and guess what? I haven't broke a law.
Yeah, but I think you'd be, you know, a bit of an idiot if you were trying to do that. Do you not think the average speed camera works along the lines of you go in, say, for example, the average speed on that stretch of road is 40 miles an hour, and the recommended speed, the legal speed is 40 miles an hour. If you're going in at 50, you'll see the yellow pole and you go, oh my goodness, I better slow down. And you slow down and you drive at a sensible rate until you come out the other side. So therefore, you're well below the 40 for most of that journey. When you go out the other side, then the downside is people then begin to speed up because they've gone past the check. I don't think, however, anyone's going to try and rip the tires off the car for the first half of the journey between the two points just to prove a point.
My point is, Frank, my point is people do, they have it in their mindset, here's a run where I can go and open the carburetors up in my car to let a bit of puff out for 2 or 3 minutes, whatever that period might be, and then just slow it back down again and come out the other side and it's all legal. My point then is, do they realise it's still 70 miles an hour is the maximum speed which you can do? That's my point.
Yeah, I absolutely. I get the point that 70 miles an hour is the top speed. You can't go over 70 miles an hour at any point. Anyone who's doing that is an idiot. I just don't think there are many people who exist on the roads who are prepared to, you know, drive at that speed, and they're not going to drive at that speed to prove a point that the average speed cameras don't work. And the other thing is, the average speed facilities tend to be on roads where the speed is curtailed to 40 or 50. They're not on 70 mile an hour roads either. I just think Sam is trying to find a fault with something that is a darn good system with regards to discouraging people from speeding, but maybe you agree with him. You can let us know what you think. 0289 0333 105.